The convalescent suite at Broadfoot Animal Clinic on busy Highway 64 in Van Buren's quiet today, except for an emaciated white cat.
Oh, no. It's not pretty. But he's a sweet cat.
Dr. P.J. Broadfoot and her staff of five will go to great lengths to save an animal they believe has a viable chance on this earth. That's because she believes in the power of the body to heal itself if given the opportunity. In 1982, as a conventional vet, she began to experiment with nutritional supplements on her senior patients to help quell arthritis and observed immediate results.
These were dogs that had failed conventional therapy, all the pain medications. It's just, you know, when we look at the difference in those dogs that had already failed bute and aspirin, we didn't have very many nonsteroidals back then. And these dogs would be up and running in a couple of weeks. I had to take a step back and say, okay, now why did that happen? And, you know, it's one of those have-to-know things, have-to-know. So I started doing research on that particular product. And then it really changed my frame of reference or the way I think about medicine or the parameters of healing or health.
10 years later, she began to experiment with a thing called homotoxicology, Homotox for short, developed by a conventionally trained German physician, Hans Heinrich Reckewig, who combined natural homeopathic therapies into specific formulas. It's a complicated science, but think about your flu shot. A vaccine contains a killed or weakened part of the flu germ that is responsible for infection. Once injected into your body, it builds immunity to that disease.
Homotoxicology appeals to me because I can scientifically validate it. And actually, the interesting thing is that all the things that Dr. Reckewig said 50, 60, 70 years ago have actually been borne out by conventional wisdom, by scientific data. All of their theories on immunology, none of them, I have not seen one that has been negated yet by scientific principles or scientific research. So he was really brilliant.
Homotox, as well as popular homeopathic remedies marketed under the brand name Heal, that's H-E-E-L, are regulated by the FDA and are sold in hundreds of formulas across the United States, administered via tablets, gels, tinctures, and by injection by physicians. Some are sold only via prescription, and Dr. Broadfoot says dogs and cats respond really well to these kinds of treatments.
I would say that my primary practice, almost all of it, consists of supplements, nutrients, and complex homeopathics. And that would probably be 75 or 80% of my practice.
Dr. P.J. Broadfoot travels the world from Cornell University to China, where she's invited to lecture about complementary veterinary medicine. She's also co-authored a seminal professional text titled Integrating Complementary Medicine into Veterinary Practice. Published in 2009, the book sold out almost immediately after the first printing. After our first story aired 10 years ago, Dr. Broadfoot said she received lots of calls from listeners seeking help. They reported their pets finally got relief where conventional therapies had failed. One crippled dog was able to leap into the back of a truck again.
And another one of my favorite cases was a dog that had just done horribly. And when they brought her in, they brought her in on a blanket. She was flat on her side, one pupil was larger than the other one. She was not cognizant at all. We were somewhere between West Nile because she had caught a couple of birds. And dogs can't catch birds, not two or three of them in a row. They had to be sick birds. But she'd also been picked up by the animal shelter and had been exposed to distemper. So we took her blood, gave her a blood therapy. We actually treated that dog probably every 3 or 4 days for a week or two. But the second time they brought her in, she walked in on her own. And she was already picking up weight. She'd picked up 5 or 6 pounds in the first week. So it was really a remarkable change. So, and we get a lot of those cases. They're really fun when you get those because it's like magic. It's a voodoo medicine. No, it's really, there's actually, it's called immunological bystander. There's actually a scientific principle by which that works. But, you know, it really isn't voodoo, but it's kind of fun to call it that sometimes.
Despite seeing a heinous amount of suffering and death in her practice, Dr. Broadfoot, a small, pretty woman with a long black braid down to her waist, is always upbeat. Her enthusiasm may be linked to her successful practice, where she sees results other vets may not.
Well, and the thing is that yes, we use antibiotics. I use them sparingly because I know the fallout from antibiotics. They're not kind to the gut flora. They're not kind to the rest of the body microflora. They're very difficult for some mitochondrial populations. So those are and the mitochondria are battery packs of cells. There are 2,000 of them in every liver cell. If you shut them down, we lose our ability to process trash in the body.
Trash, meaning household and environmental toxins, including heavy metals. Animals do live close to the ground, and many eat a poor diet.
Things that we never used to see, we're just inundated with anymore. I see tons of hyperthyroid cats, hypothyroid dogs. We see cancer, you know, across all species. We see lots of diabetes, allergies, you know, particularly in dogs. But we see a few cats with the allergic dogs.
Dr. Broadfoot also prescribes certain nutraceuticals.
It's like, well, let's take Glycoflex, for example, which is a nutritional support formula for arthritis. We use it for other things.
And what's in it?
It is Perna. Primarily, it's Perna, which is a green-lipped mussel. It's a shellfish. That shellfish, to live, has to be able to open and close to eat. So everything that was that God intended to be in a joint is in, it's the bottom of the food chain. It's the original joint. The micronutrients and macronutrients that are necessary to build synovial fluid and cartilage are in that particular substance. And I think that's why it changed the way I practice medicine.
The doctor, who has bursitis, takes Glycoflex, a human brand of it, to treat her condition with remarkable success, she said.
And that was 30 years ago, nearly 30 years ago. And I'm in better shape now, joint-wise, than I was then.
Dr. Broadfoot refers to Glycoflex and supplements like it, not as tablets, which they are, but as functional food. And speaking of food, Dr. Broadfoot says vets are seeing lots of obesity now among animals due to consumption of refined grains mixed with poultry and beef slaughterhouse waste, a common pet food recipe.
But just changing their diet makes a huge difference. Like huskies, the dogs that are northern breeds, those dogs ate fish, whale blubber, who knows, you know. but they ate a very high-fat diet because that's what they need to survive in those really cold temperatures. And you feed them some kibble diet that's mostly grain, they're not growing grain up there. So you have to feed them what kind of type they are, and you'll find that a lot of their allergies and their physical issues will take care of themselves because you're feeding them what they can utilize.
Dr. Broadfoot uses both nature's variety and instinct at her clinic and at home, rotating brands, and she also cooks for her animals, meat, vegetables, and whole grains like barley.
If you woke up every morning and ate Cheerios for breakfast and had a peanut butter sandwich for lunch and a bologna sandwich for dinner, uh-huh, you are going to be in serious problems. And some people actually do eat like that. But if you feed the dog the same kibble year after year after year after year, you know, you know why some dogs seem to do okay on it, I don't know. Most of them actually, though, that's one of the big problems for the overweight issues that we see is we feed them too much carb. It's the same with us. We eat too many carbs.
Places like PetSmart carry a product called Wilderness under the brand name Blue Buffalo Company. It packages a variety of grain-free, real meat, dog, and cat food matched to carnivore natures. Dr. P.J. Broadfoot also suggests probiotics for digestion and cutting back on carbs, which will contribute to leaner middles, glossy coats, fewer allergies, and happy dogs and cats. Reporting for Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.